Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Just days after U.S. House Speaker John Boehner announced he's resigning, the favorite to replace him, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, said today he's withdrawing his bid. Missouri Representative Vicki Hartzler says she was surprised.
I think there was a lot of concern starting to surface that gave him some baggage and concern to people, and I think people are wanting somebody new.
McCarthy's candidacy ran into trouble last week after he suggested that the House's Committee on Benghazi was an attempt to hurt Hillary Clinton's presidential poll numbers. A vote for the leadership spot has not been announced. Diversity training will soon be mandatory for all incoming students, faculty, and staff at the University of Missouri. Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton says the training has been planned for several months.
Racism exists at Mizzou. It's not everyone. It's not necessarily even overt sometimes, but it's there, and we have to deal with it.
A student accused of yelling racial slurs at a group of black students earlier this week has been removed from campus. MU students already have mandatory sexual assault training as of this fall. The group New Approach Missouri wants voters to decide if medical marijuana should be allowed in Missouri. Petitions have been filed with the Secretary of State's office on the issue. Conditions that would qualify include cancer, epilepsy, and post-traumatic stress disorder, but physicians could still recommend pot to patients with any other chronic debilitating condition. Extra law enforcement will be present during the Cardinals' postseason playoff games. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson would not specify how many officers will be assigned to downtown during Friday's and Saturday's games against the Cubs. Dotson said that the extra enforcement downtown will not take away a police presence from other neighborhoods. There have been reports of counterfeit pro baseball playoff tickets. Fans are being urged to buy tickets from a reputable source. A second-degree murder charge has been filed against an 18-year-old St. Louis area teen after police say he gunned down another teen in an argument over a debt owed in a dice game. Investigators say Jermaine Daniels shot and killed Melvin Pogue on Saturday. The major case squad has been called in. A man credited with helping make Edward Jones a Fortune 500 company and with making the Katy Trail a reality will be inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians tomorrow. Edward Ted Jones was the son of the founder of Edward Jones. CEO Norman Eaker thinks Ted would be pleased by the honor.
He'd be incredibly humble about the recognition and totally surprised, and he would probably feel totally unworthy. But incredibly pleased to be included amongst the famous Missourians.
Jones's bronze bust will be revealed in a ceremony Friday morning. And the deadline is today to claim a $1 million Powerball prize sold in April. This is news on Missouri Net.